For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. One of the most successful franchises of the NFL's modern era, the San Francisco 49ers, continue their 70th anniversary season Sunday, trying to avoid a dubious distinction as they host their visitors from New England. Since their Week 1 shutout of the Rams, the Niners have lost 8 straight games, leaving them a single defeat shy of the longest skid in team history. It's a streak San Fran nearly snapped last Sunday in Arizona, where the difference was decided by a last-second field goal. In that narrow defeat, the youthful 49ers defense showed dramatic improvement against the run, holding the talented David Johnson to just 55 yards after allowing a 100-yard rusher in each of their previous 7 games.
Thought their tackling was good. They didn't give him much yards after contact or after first contact. Under 3 yards a carry for Johnson. I mean, that's, I think just about any team in the league would take that.
The Niners also forced 4 turnovers, increasing their season-long total of takeaways to 15, which have led to 65 points overall.
They're just doing a good job of taking the ball away. They're doing a good job of ripping it out, going after guys, when they're running with the ball. So that's just something that we're going to have to focus on.
On offense, after personal protests outside the lines attracted national attention at season's outset, Colin Kaepernick stepped into the starting quarterback role 4 games ago. Kaepernick, who passed for 4 touchdowns in a 2012 win at New England, represents a strong arm threat who can also make plays with his legs in San Fran's spread option offense.
You know, your job turns from, pass rusher purely to, a piece of the puzzle more than just trying to do too much yourself, because if you try to do too much against a guy like Colin, he's really going to hurt you. And so you have to kind of throttle it down a little bit.
Guy that can move well, really strong arm, can get the ball downfield, and very elusive, so and deceptively fast. He's got a real long stride, so he's really moving, but it doesn't look like he's going that fast, but he's really flying.
As the Niners try to spring a November surprise, we're reminded of how another team under first-year head coach Chip Kelly, the 2015 Philadelphia Eagles, posed late-season problems for the Patriots.
Last year's game against the Eagles, Coach Kelly, I think everybody knows how much respect I have for him. Coach Kelly, came down here with the Eagles and really they handled us pretty good. So we're going to have to do a lot better job against their scheme and their attack on offense and special teams than we did in that game.
We've gone through that game a little bit and just watching and seeing how we might get attacked, obviously not from Philly, but from, a team coached by Chip Kelly.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.